Now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm actually doing really good.
You are?
I woke up feeling fantastic.
Why?
I think because yesterday I was so crazy.
Yeah.
I was like PMSing and I didn't know why. I woke up and I was just, poor Riley, I mean, talk about bipolar. I was just angry.
It happens.
You know, I was talking about something that was so positive, but I had this angry tone. And he was like, you don't seem happy, like, about what you're saying. And I'm like, I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I thought, like, oh, my gosh, is it, like, what is it? And then, sure enough, like clockwork, ding. And I was like, oh, thank God, I'm not crazy.
I was just here. Who was I just listening to about something like that? Like, they were saying they're always surprised.
Right. I know.
When they get it.
I know. It's like, I should know by now. This is when I get a little crazy, a little cranky.
It's all right. It happens. You're allowed. I think men get hormonal too.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
Wait, before I forget, I just want to tell you guys, I want to remind you because it's coming up because the book is coming out, The Dubrow Diet, on October 16th. And if you have, did you check out our first e-news segment? Wasn't that cool?
Oh, I know, right? So fun.
Tammy and Greg, I cannot wait for you guys to see the transformation that is about to take place.
It's insane.
It's pretty cool. And we're also doing a book signing at the Mall of America Saturday, October 27th from 1:30 to 3 in the Southeast Court location. By the way, I'm squinting even though my glasses are on my head because I'm an idiot. Okay, so do you remember how done I was last week?
Mm-hmm.
Remember I was like, I'm done. I need
actually
a break.
Yeah.
I feel so much better.
Really?
But I have to tell you, let me just rewind for a second because I want to tell you like what an idiot I am. So This is how I was just done. I'm just done. I already complained. The driving, the kids, the whatever, I was just over it. Mm-hmm. And so Thursday, so we were leaving for Minnesota incredibly early and we couldn't get flights out of John Wayne Airport. So we had to drive to LAX. So I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Friday and I wasn't looking forward to that. And I was just exhausted driving around and I had Katarina in the car with me. And I needed to pick up something for dinner. Mm-hmm. All the kids were kind of like hither and yon. So everyone had dinner except me and Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, and I had got something for Kat. Oh, no, I was going to go. This is what I was going to do. I was going to pick up something for me and Terry and then pick up something for Kat and Coco. And the other kids were handled. So I said, let's go to Crack Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Crack Chicken?
I haven't yet.
Okay, you know where it is on 17th
yes.
Street? It's really cute.
It's tiny, but there's a line that's like around the building.
It's the Sprinkles cupcakes of chicken.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
All right. So I'm like, it was an off hour. I'm like, there can't be a line. I'm just going to go. It's actually not tiny.
Really?
No. When you walk in, there's a good amount of tables and then they have a big bar.
Really?
And then they have cornhole. Is that what you call it? They have cornhole there. You can play while you're waiting for your food.
Oh, how fun.
So I go up to the counter and I'm starving. So you know when you go to the supermarket and you're really hungry and you buy everything and it's just a bad idea. I'm like, what should I get us for dinner? And I'm like, do you do whole chickens?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, we do whole chickens. We just cut them up. And I go, okay, great. And I said, do you just do white meat? And they're like, no, it's like a mixed bag. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. So I'm thinking I'll get 2 whole chickens.
Oh my gosh.
Because so that way we can have extra white meat, right?
Yeah.
So I go, okay, I'll have 2 whole chickens and I wanted the, Terry loves coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat coleslaw?
No.
It's so not my consistency.
Mm-mm.
No. But I got him coleslaw and then they had these 2 different, like lots of different salads.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some salads and then, all right, so I ordered it and they gave me a number and Katarina and I go in and I get, they have all these sauces.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the sauces.
Delicious.
Unbelievable.
Mm.
Thing, like Terry loves, Russian dressing. Do you know what Russian dressing is?
No.
It's like Thousand Island.
Oh.
I'm not really sure what the difference is between Thousand Island and Russian dressing.
Mm.
It's like, because if I make Terry Russian dressing, it sounds so gross, but it's ketchup and mayo mixed with relish.
Oh, yeah, that sounds gross.
But that's, what do you think Thousand Island is?
Well, I don't eat Thousand Island.
Okay.
Like In-N-Out, I don't get their spread, which is pretty much like a Thousand Island spread.
It is. Matt's got fries with spread. Why do they call it spread? That sounds so gross.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's what they usually spread on the burger thing. All right, whatever. Anyway, their sauces there are incredible. All different kinds of barbecues. And they have one with an Asian bend. And they have some kind of spicy Thousand Island or Russian dressing or whatever. And ranch and all this stuff. So I'm getting all the sauces, lots of sauce. And then they bring out the order. And I was like, let me just check it. So I open the box. It's all fried chicken. It's fried chicken.
That they just, right. It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken, like in their.
It's all fried chicken. I didn't know that.
Did they not have photos on the.
No. It doesn't even say fried chicken on the menu. It just says chicken.
Maybe because that's what they are known for.
It says
for.
Like whole chicken, half. I don't know, but when you go into Kentucky Fried Chicken, doesn't it? I haven't been there in years.
But some specify grilled.
But it just said whole chicken, 5-piece, whole right. chicken, 10-piece.
Because that's what they're known for is they're fried.
It didn't say fried. All I know is I opened the thing and I was like, oh.
Why can't you just take off the fried part?
Well, so when I got home, I did because mm-hmm. I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
But you know, I never liked fried chicken.
Right.
I like Riley's fried chicken.
You tried it?
I did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The first time we went there, he brought us the fried chicken. It was insane.
Oh.
Is that just in the bar?
It's bar and upstairs they had it, but they're changing the whole menu right now.
Their fried chicken. I know. I saw the beet salad. Yes. Does he tell you that I message him?
No.
I'm like, I want that.
It's delicious.
Oh, it looked good.
So good.
All right. So yeah, I tried his fried chicken. I thought it was delicious, but even as a kid, and my mom thought it was insane.
Yeah.
It wasn't a calorie thing. I was a child. I would pull off the crisp because everyone liked extra crispy Kentucky yeah. fried chicken. My mom would get like the bucket
yeah.
and I would pull off the crispy.
Okay, so what did you do when you got home?
Well, what I did was I stopped and got salads from Jan's and then got home and I wanted to try it. So I pulled off the crispy and I tasted the chicken. It was delicious.
Okay.
Unbelievably yeah. good. So if you like fried chicken, I would say it was great. Terry loved the coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
The salads were amazing, very fresh. Mm-hmm. The dip, the dressings,
yeah.
unbelievable.
Hmm.
But Chef Amanda had left the most stunning because she had a gig that she had previously, yeah. so she wasn't there that night. And she had left the most beautiful whiskey barbecue chicken breasts.
Oh, yum.
Oh,
a lot of so chicken. Good.
A lot of chicken.
A lot of chicken.
I'm going to cluck soon.
Yeah.
But all right, so anyway, but then this was the fail. So I'm with Kat, and like you, so I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I swear, do you ever do the thing where you're driving and you literally can feel your eyes drooping?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm doing. So my eyes are drooping, but I'm trying to keep myself awake.
Yep.
I've got a kid in the car and mm-hmm. I've got the fried chicken and whatever. So in the center island of my car, I have all of the Primo Beets
yeah.
from Consult Beauty. They're on these little single serving and like, you know, I have water bottles and I pour it in there. Well, I had asked for a bottle of water when we were at the cracked chicken place
yeah.
and by accident she gave me Pellegrino. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. So we're in the car. I'm like, oh, I should have some beets. So I'm like, all right, sparkling beets, that might be good,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I poured the beets into the Pellegrino.
Oh.
I closed the top and I didn't think about it, but I shook.
Oh, no.
Well, I had to mix it. So I shake it up and I don't think about it. And I put it down in my center console thing there. And Kat and I are talking and I get to the next stoplight and I go to open it and it goes everywhere in my car. Sparkling beets all over me. I am drenched in sparkling beets.
That is so, did it stain? Because
I don't know. I wear black. Who knows if it stained?
God,
I don't
so
know,
funny.
But I was sitting in a pool of sparkling
that
beets.
That might have woken you up though.
It did wake
there
me up,
go.
But it didn't allow me to go to Fashion Island because that's where I was getting them their meal from because they were dying for Panda Express.
Stop. So you were going to get two whole chickens and salads.
Don't
and Panda
ask. I know. It's too much. But then we didn't. And then then I had to go home.
Oh.
Like, I'm so sorry. But thankfully, Danielle was out with Coco at Taekwondo. And so they picked it up. It was a disaster.
That's hilarious.
It was so bad. Oh, my gosh. You know what someone sent me a picture of?
Mm.
I think probably because we've been talking about the champagne vending
yeah.
machine. I wrote down her Instagram handle. It's BAEM75.
Uh-huh.
She sent me a picture of a vending machine from Russia.
Mm.
It's a caviar vending machine.
Stop.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Caviar vending machine.
Oh,
in
that
Russia.
Would be so dangerous, though.
I mean,
I wonder if they send it with beluga inside. Can you just send it?
Is it stocked?
Exactly.
But I wonder what, I mean, you know what? I need to close up on the picture. I wonder if it's just the caviar. They must sell accoutrement. You're not just going to eat it with a spoon. I mean,
no.
I can eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like when you order it, when you put in the number and the caviar comes out, are there blinis? Is there creme fraiche?
Imagine. Like, no, I doubt it.
You don't think?
No. Can't be.
I don't know.
Like a little to go.
I don't know, but I have to say, I absolutely love
like a caviar Lunchable. Imagine.
Oh my God. Exactly.
By the way, we need to just create that.
I think you're onto something.
Oh my gosh.
Chef Amanda does that with my vegan cheese. She makes Lunchables.
She puts these beautiful
crackers and my little wheel of vegan cheese and some brujol or some prosciutto.
It's perfect.
Puts it in a mini thing. I love that. On Sunday, October 14th, it's super exciting. From the CW and the creator of Jane the Virgin comes the highly anticipated new series, Charmed.
Oh my gosh, Charmed.
They're rebooting Charmed.
How exciting.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Do you guys remember Charmed? Well, they're redone the whole thing, and it's this incredible new show about the magic of sisterhood. The power of sisterhood. Did you ever watch the show?
I did, but so long ago.
It's so awesome. So it's about these two sisters. One's like an activist. One's like a fun-loving sorority type. Well, they have the shock of their lives. Their mother has this very untimely and very suspicious death. And then they get another huge shock. They have an older sister.
Oh my gosh.
She's a scientist. And their mom has been hiding their third sister all their lives.
Oh my gosh.
So now they have powers and they're unleashed.
Mm.
Mind reading, freezing time, moving things with their mind. I mean, what if all of a sudden, like let's say your coffee was cold.
Yeah.
You could have like a little flame and warm it up.
Oh, I could do that. Oh, I like that too.
But what about something like bigger? What if the guy you start dating starts ghosting you?
Oh my God.
You could send him a ghost.
I love it.
Is that so funny?
Yes.
So each one of the Charmed gals has their own special power. But now what they have to do on the show is they have to like figure it out.
Right.
Because they didn't know they had them.
Yeah.
And they got to find a way to control them. And they got to lead a normal life. So using the power of three, the Charmed ones, they're going to temper the patriarchal powers that be with the powers of she. These three women come together and they find that they're stronger together and their supernatural powers combined. The Charm ones are going to fight evil and protect the innocent. It's starring Madeline Mantock, Sarah Jeffrey, and Melanie Diaz. Charmed is casting its spell on the CW series premiere Sunday, October 14th, after the season premiere of Supergirl only on the CW. So did you read any of the comments from last week's shows?
No, not besides the one that people were just messaging me about.
I saw you and I both answered someone.
Yes.
Which I thought was very interesting, by the way. Someone messaged us and for the most part, everything was very positive.
Yes.
Everyone loved meeting Nancy and, some people said it was four people was too many.
I got a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
I wonder why, because we talk over each other so much.
Yeah, I think so.
But I also got so many messages saying, that was so fun.
Oh, good.
I felt like I was hanging out with you guys. Okay. I had a drink and I felt like I was with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many, many messages like that. So good. That was very cool. But one message, and I only got one of these.
Okay.
But the one message, and this is the one you and I both responded to, was someone saying how we're making being single sound so awful.
Right.
And that she felt like it was rude, basically.
Yeah.
That we, you know, to make it sound so terrible. But the truth, I mean, I don't think what we're saying is untrue though.
It's funny because I think what we were saying is that right now it's a bad time to be single, right? That's like what we were getting at because the dating apps and you guys were saying, oh my God, I would hate to have to deal with that and all that, you know? But the truth is, I mean, I was single for a long time in and out of relationships going through that. So I basically responded to her saying, I've been there. I get it. And it, you know, it's not fun sometimes, but like you always told me, if I told you in 5 years you were going to have the man of your dreams and a beautiful family, would you just enjoy this time and not be so worried about it?
It's too hard though. Right. Exactly.
You know?
It's exactly what I said to you. And I was right, but
I know, but it's true. And I think that if you can just understand that it will happen when it's meant to, and just focus on yourself, focus on being the best version of yourself that you can be. I just feel like your energy changes, right?
Yep.
What you're putting out there. I remember I would go out to the bars with my sister and my sister was like, you have like a resting B-I-T-C-H face, right? Like you just come, like your energy just comes off like you're pissed. Like no one wants to approach you. And I was like, that's so interesting. It's probably because I'm thinking, God, like no one's going to talk to me. This, you start to like be negative, right?
Right.
And that totally comes off. And like, so for me, I feel like if you just change that way of thinking, you change your energy, maybe you'll attract
different kinds of people.
Yeah.
But you do have to put yourself out there, because what you just said was you were at a bar, and okay, maybe you don't, maybe not everyone likes to go to bars, but here's the thing, you know, if you're sitting at home and working on yourself and not going anywhere, the only guy you're going to date is the UPS guy.
Right.
Because that's like the guy that's
going to the
door.
Gym. People meet at gyms, right? So it's meeting in places. I know it's crazy, but Whole Foods. They are some of the cutest guys.
Really?
Yes. It's because it's a lifestyle, right? People are eating healthy, working out. Like, you'll find people in these random ass environments, but that are similar minded.
But do you ever feel like, so when I go to a later workout class, like, and when I say later, I'm not saying nighttime. I'm saying like
a 12 o'clock?
No, 10:45. 10:45. Yeah. Okay. And there's guys in the class.
Yeah, you're like, what do you do?
What do you do? Why are you here? Because you're either super wealthy, you make your own hours, or you're a loser. Why are you here?
Totally.
Is that so sexist to say that, though?
No, I think about that for females, too. Like, what does everyone do here? Why is everyone here? Is it everyone's day off? Do you guys work from home? Like,
well, you understand it if people are stay-at-home parents.
Right.
That makes sense, because, you know, and look, I work, but I'm also a full-time mom. Mm-hmm. And so I work out based on the kids' schedules.
Right.
And most of the women and men, there's some stay-at-home dads I know, that, you know, we all know each other because we're basically all on the same schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny, my mom will say to me, if I call my mom, she'll be like, I'm on the phone with your sister, but it's always the same time, because
like carpool time,
because my sister's on the same schedule that I'm on. Right. We have car time. It's time to talk. But yeah, I always think about things like that. But the thing
I don't
is,
judge it. I find it funny. Like, I always think, like, well,
I do judge it.
You do?
Well, aren't we judging it right now?
No, I'm more curious. Like, what do you do? It's like when people are like drive a Bentley and they're young, right? What do you do?
I don't know. That thing's always been sketchy to me. I'm sure I've told you the story before, but when I, in my apartment in West Hollywood, the one when I met Terry, there was this guy, very good looking guy, who lived in my building.
Yeah.
And he had two Rolls Royces.
Really?
But he lived in an apartment.
Right.
That's so LA. He had a black Rolls Royce and a white Rolls Royce.
It's very Orange County too.
And he always dressed beautifully. And then I thought, all right. Like, and we always said hi to each other, like, nice guy. Mm-hmm. And I thought, he must be like divorced and he's got kids and maybe like this is his pied-à-terre or something. But no, I think that's a very LA thing to spend the money on the lifestyle and the cars and just live in this little apartment.
Right. I mean,
it's
who knows?
So weird.
Maybe he travels. That's like his little weekend place.
But if you were wealthy enough to have two Rolls Royces, I'm just thinking.
Buy a house, invest in a house.
Or get a better place than this 26-year-old, you know, leader, band singer is,
it's,
you know,
so
can afford.
I wonder if one day you'll be able to like put your iPhone up to somebody and it'll just say like what they do, where, like all the information.
Man,
imagine.
That's so dangerous though.
That'd be so crazy.
That would be crazy. But I do believe that people should be able to reinvent themselves when they want to. It's 100%. Like you're saying, like you have this negative energy, you're meeting people. I like the fact that
Just bummed. I was over it. I was
right.
I hated the whole scene. I'm like, I can't.
I was the same way.
I hate that I have to be here in order to meet someone. And then they're all drunk and you meet them at their worst. And it's like, this sucks.
But here's the thing. I think a lot of times we've been talking about why it's so hard to date today.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it reminds me of things like having kids. Like, it's so hard to raise kids today. But you know, it was so hard 10 years ago, 20.
Exactly.
There were different challenges. And so I am the same. I am having, when you're talking, I'm thinking, me too.
Right.
I remember vividly when I moved to LA, and you know, LA is a weird town because you don't meet people like you do in New York. People don't walk on the streets. They don't, there's not a lot of person-to-person interaction. It can be a very lonely city. And it's like a coal mining town. It's a one industry town. So you go from like your apartment to your car to wherever you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think you're right. I think with Whole Foods and like places that people are gathering and Starbucks cultures, there's more daytime gathering places, I feel like, than there used to be. But yeah, I remember going to bars and clubs and being so miserable about it.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. And you feel like you have to talk to people, yeah, and then you're talking to people and you have to glean information from them, mm-hmm, and decide quickly if you even, why am I wasting my time talking to you? It's hard.
We met, my girlfriend and I went to dinner one night and there was this group of guys and they were all by themselves. I want to say four guys, two of them married, two single. And we started talking to them a bit, just like casually, and we're talking about just the dating world and all that. And he goes, it's so hard for guys. It's so hard for them to find just quality females and quality girls. And I think that for them, you know, at least for him, he was saying that he feels like every girl looks exactly the same right now. They all have the filler.
That's
they all
have very the, interesting.
Right? And yeah, so for him, he was like, yeah, I don't want to go to the bars and see the same girl. You see the same girl in different – he goes, for me, I like to go to the gym. I like to find them in like their natural habitat, their natural, yeah, state, because I feel like, oh, okay, like, oh, rad, she surfs. Or, oh, cool, she's taking this lesson. Like, she's bettering herself. She's doing this. Or – so I feel like if you put yourself in those kind of environments versus a bar or like something like that, maybe you have a better chance of finding someone that has just similar interests to you.
I'm still hung up on, yeah, the all the girls look the same.
Yes.
You know, it's funny when you look back on trends like, you know, beauty trends, mm-hmm, fashion trends, all the decades, and I remember this campaign, I think it was Revlon. So, you know, the 20s had a look, the, mm-hmm, 30s, the 40s, 50s, the 70s had a look, all those decades.
Yeah.
And when it came to the 80s, I remember the slogan was, the face of the 80s is yours. Mm-hmm. I think it was Revlon. And it was such a cool concept because it really was. There was a look of each decade. And then I feel like even in the 90s, yes, there were trends of things, but people evolved into different sections. Mm-hmm. There were goth people and there were, you know, retro people.
A little more independent.
At modern people, there were, you know, like, mm-hmm, just different. People had different looks to them. But I agree with that. Now you see that there is definitely a look. It's like the Bratz doll look.
Yeah. It's just the like filler on the cheekbones, the bigger lips, right? Like the just really dolled out, like the eyebrows are always in.
Pointy.
It's that like caked on contour, very, just very structured sort of look. When it's not bad, right? Because it's gorgeous. But it's, if it's not natural, that's I think where guys feel like this is, you guys all look, and then the butts and the, uh-huh, you know what I mean?
Like, see, I don't mind the not natural thing. I feel like for me, you know, I don't want the look.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Kardashians have really, I mean, they're not just influential in fashion. Terry always talks about this. They've changed figures.
Yes.
Like as the same way Twiggy back, what, in the 60s, right, 70s, everyone got bone thin because that was the, yeah, look. They've really changed the way people look with the waist trainers and the large breasts and the big butts and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel like is if someone wants to, not in a crazy way, not, mm-hmm, like the people that come on Botched, right, that have like, you, yep, know, triple Z breasts, not that. But I mean, if you can do things yourself that make you feel sexy, confident, happy, and that's the way you like to see yourself, I'm totally okay with it. But I do agree. I just don't like when everyone looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
That is just, it's scary because, mm-hmm, then how do you differentiate?
Right. Or where do you draw the line? I mean, because I totally fell for it, right? I did the lip filler. I did the little cheekbone thing. Because I wanted to see, all right, well, let's try it out, you know? Didn't like it, didn't last, but like Botox. I feel like Botox is okay. It's like on like the
maintenance,
the preventative sort of.
If you do it sparingly. I think,
right,
that my only issue with Botox is that I feel like, and I get this,
mm-hmm,
like I'm married to a plastic surgeon. He doesn't do Botox anymore, but I mean, it's around. So,
yeah,
if I wanted it, it's not a big deal. If someone's going in to pay for it, they want the most bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they want it a lot.
Right.
And I think it's because they think it's going to last longer, but that's not actually what happens. And I think that that crazy frozen face and then you get the waxy,
mm-hmm,
forehead look, I don't like that. I don't,
right,
like the frozen face.
Right.
I love Botox. And I think if you use it sparingly, so you can still move your entire face. Your,
yeah,
kids know that you're,
yeah,
mad at them,
yeah,
the whole thing. But
a couple lines is okay. I feel like it's just a part of life. Like,
Well, the thing is, you need to be able to actually flex your face and give expressions.
Yeah.
If you're freezing your face, I don't know. That just looks odd to me. But yeah, for maintenance, Botox, absolutely. But yeah. I don't mind if someone wants a little filler. Or
right.
Like I saw someone ragging on Kim Zolciak recently. Mm-hmm. There was an article showing her, you know, from the first season reunion to what she looks like now. By the way, I think she looks gorgeous.
Yeah. She looks good. I mean, I think that there's I'm not ragging. I just think that at some point you have to call it, right?
But everyone has their own line. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Some people, I always say this, some people won't even color their hair.
Right.
Some people will color their hair, but they would never do Botox. Some people do Botox, but not fillers. Some people would never have surgery, but feel like injectables are okay.
Right.
Everyone's got their own line. And if you're confident and you're comfortable, I'm cool with it. The sad part is the enemy of good is better.
The problem is where do you call it? It's because when you start looking good and you start feeling good, you're like, yes, I love this. The bigger lip, the this, you start getting confident. You're like, okay, I'll just add a little more. I'll add a little more. And then it's like, oh my God, you turn back and it's like, it's just too far gone.
It's like when you're drinking and you feel so good. You're like, oh, I'll just have one more.
Yep.
Don't do it.
Yes, agreed.
But when it comes to all that stuff, my advice is always less is more and start with a little bit.
Yeah.
And when you look good, stop. Don't add more.
Mm-hmm.
Being a little underdone is always better than being a little overdone.
I have a feeling we're gonna start moving backwards. I think the natural look is going to be in. Remember like when tattoos were just like the thing? Everyone had tattoos. Now, if you don't have tattoos, that's cool because you didn't sort of fall for that trend. I think it's going to go back to that natural sort of look.
Jane Fonda said recently that she's sorry she had plastic surgery.
Mm.
By the way, she looks phenomenal.
Yeah, she really does.
And to me, she looks natural.
Yeah.
You know, I don't look at her and go, wow, so much plastic surgery. I look at her and I think, only because I know how old she is, I think, wow, she had a beautiful facelift.
Right, exactly.
Because you can't see the surgery on her. She looks gorgeous, but because you know how old she is, you're kind of like assuming that she's done that. And I don't know exactly what procedures she's had, but she said she's sorry she did it. She wished she could have been braver, I believe is what she said.
Oh.
And she was talking about like Vanessa Redgrave. She's like, because her face looks, she was basically talking about aging gracefully and, you know, just letting time show on your face. And again, she wished she could have been braver and been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that, quite frankly.
Because you feel like you look great. Like, embrace it, own it, or what do you feel like? What?
To me, I look at her and I think, I don't care what you've done or you haven't done. You still look like beautiful.
Right.
You look beautiful and you don't look tight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She
doesn't look like she's like been pulled so tight. That, you know?
It must be a personal thing that she just felt like she sort of like succumbed to the whole, you know, the pressures of society and having to look a certain way.
I get it, man. I totally get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. So we launched our copper cream last weekend. And I was saying for me, because I have been using Consult Beauty for so many years, like I have good skin.
Mm-hmm.
So for my skin to look better with something is just rare. When I started I was getting upset that my 50th birthday is coming up and you go there in your head like, and I kept saying to Terry, like, what do I need?
Yeah.
Do I need to do something? Is it time?
Right.
Is it time? And he's like, no, you look good. And I started using that Coppram 29 when he formulated it. And I think Bahara said to me when I went to the gym the next day, she's like, what'd you do to your face?
Yeah, I remember that.
So did you get a laser? I'm like, no, I'm testing out this new cream we're doing. She's like, I want that cream. Give me the cream. But it did. It made my skin start to look alive. And I'm not saying you should buy the cream. I'm just saying like, sometimes there's things you can do. Like I don't get facials, but I know that a lot of women get facials and there's not procedures, but treatments they do that can make your skin glow and look younger and fresher. And why not try all that
first before going to that? Agreed. I completely agree. Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if I'll eventually get a facelift someday. Right now,
I don't think you need it.
Well, maybe not yet, but right now I'm pulling my ponytail tighter and tighter and tighter.
If you're complaining, you're giving women no hope.
No, I'm not complaining. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I'm thinking about what Jane Fonda said, because I think she's aging, like, fabulously, but she's clearly had plastic surgery. So I wonder at what point. I think I read Laura Linney saying once, like, she has a pact with Laura Dern or something, saying they're never
doing it.
Or I can't remember who it was. It was something like that.
It's funny.
I thought it was really funny. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to remind you that today's show is brought to you by our wonderful sponsors. You can find all the links and details in the show description and enjoy some great offers like this one. Blinds Galore does one thing, and they do it better than anybody, because they create 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements down to every little detail. They're more than a blinds aisle in a big box store. They're the blinds expert. BlindsGalore.com has covered over 2 million windows and counting, and they make it easy to get a completely custom product you are going to love. Don't bother with the stress of going out to a store when you can do everything at BlindsGalore.com right from home. Plus, you're going to save a ton compared to big box stores, and you'll get custom product made just for your windows. So from start to finish, measuring, picking out the perfect window covering, and installing it, their experts will be there to guide you every step of the way online or over the phone. Blinds Galore will even set you up with free samples and free shipping on top of the free expertise. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home without a designer price tag. Go check out BlindsGalore.com and let them know I sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
If you like my show, you're going to love The Good Life with Stevie and Suzanne on Podcast One. The YouTube and blogging power couple warm hearts, inspire minds, and captivate listeners through intimate stories and powerful conversations with people who are making an impact, from major celebrities to everyday people. And this week, they welcome modeling superstar Cindy Crawford. Check out The Good Life with Stevie and Suzanne every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
So I was totally burnt out. I was covered in beads, whatever. I packed and got on the plane and I decided nothing. I just got on the plane and I was sitting there and you're never going to believe this, but I spent almost the entire flight listening to Christmas music.
Oh my God. Who are you?
I know. In September.
Oh my gosh.
Christmas
that
music.
Makes my heart just like a little warmer.
Are you excited?
Yes.
I mean, by the way, they're decorating for Halloween downstairs. And I was listening to Christmas music. I don't know. I think what happened was I had my AirPods in and I was looking on my phone. I didn't feel like watching anything. And so I looked through my music and I saw like All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'm like, yeah, that. And then I just started listening to Christmas music.
So
and that I went on Tidal and I listened to Christmas music.
Okay, now you can never give me crap.
Ever.
Listening to Christmas music
but
too
soon. But you
know
what? It made me so happy.
Right?
Yes.
It is. It's just a really beautiful time. That I feel like it takes you to a beautiful time of the year.
It does. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and you know I love celebrating things. Mm-hmm. But it was, I don't know, I think I was just sitting there and I was so happy to not be driving that I just had a moment of,
oh.
And you know, Terry does all this medical legal expert work.
Yeah.
And so he had a trial the day after we got mm-hmm. back. So he was studying because, you know, there's a lot of briefs mm-hmm. and depots and whatever. And he loves it. But he's sitting in the seat next to me and he's studying. And I'm just sitting there listening to Christmas music, thinking about like what I want to do for my birthday. I still don't know. But I was like just sort of thinking about it and whatever. And that, it was just crazy. I had such a lovely flight.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I came back rested.
Really?
I really did. And it's not because I slept. Mm-hmm. We did a 17 hours live in Minnesota. Oh, you know who I ran into?
Who?
Carol Redswell.
Really?
Yeah.
Love her.
So I was in the car on the way, like from the airport, and I was looking at Twitter, and I follow her on Twitter,
yeah.
And she said something about something Minnesota, and I was looking, and I'm like, she's here? And then I was looking, and because I had seen this article about her talking about vibrators.
Oh.
Okay. Randomly, yeah. Like the day before, and okay. Then I saw she was in Minnesota, and I'm like, she's got to be doing something at Evine.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I ran into her. So she's like a brand ambassador for this vibrator company.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
That is so interesting.
So I've only met her. I think I've only met her once or twice before that.
Uh-huh.
But do you remember Andy on Watch What Happens Live once asked me who I'd swim in the lady pond with, like what other housewife?
And you said her?
I said Carol.
You did?
I did. But I forgot about it till after I saw her again. And I'm sure she doesn't remember. But anyway, she looks so beautiful. She just looks gorgeous.
I love it. Wait, where were you guys?
At Evine.
Oh, you were at Evine when you
saw her. Yeah, I ran into her there. I'm like, I knew you were going to be here. That's so,
so
weird.
Funny. I love it.
Yeah, we had a great conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about Housewives a little bit. Talked about Evine and whatever and just hung out. She's so, you know what she is? She's like everything I'm not. She's like very, because I told Terry afterwards, he's yeah. like, well, he goes, why'd you pick her? And I go, well, first of all, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I go, but it's not like like what we were just talking about with the boobs and the hair and the eyelashes. Yeah. She's like that cool, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
She doesn't even try kind of.
She's hipster.
Yeah.
She's cool. She's edgy.
She's edgy.
Like edgy
yep.
and cool. And she's so smart.
She is. Yeah.
She's telling me like what she's doing, what she's working on. And it, I don't know. It was just cool to run into her.
So she was in a good place.
Yeah. And she was wearing this fabulous dress. And I was I'm like, I love your dress.
Was she wearing socks with her heels?
I didn't notice. Oh, I forgot to talk to her about that. That's so funny. It was just so random to see her in Eden Prairie. I was like, what are you doing here? And, although I noticed in her dressing room, there were flowers and snacks.
Maybe it was her first visit.
I don't even think we got flowers and snacks in our first visit.
Yeah.
But she was wearing this cool black dress and it had like a leather, not like a kimono tie, but like a leather belty tied mm-hmm. thing. It was very cool. She's like, it's Tom Ford. I got it at the outlet store.
Oh.
In Palm Springs. There's a Tom Ford outlet store?
I don't know, but that's amazing.
Can we find out about that?
Yeah.
Stop the...
Oh,
train.
My goodness.
Speaking of fashion.
Yes.
I'm overwhelmed.
About what?
All right. So here's the thing. First of all, and I can't remember if we talked about part of this already, but there's too many seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's pre-fall, fall, post-fall, interest, winter, whatever.
Okay.
So I've never been someone that pre-buys things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that, I don't know. I'm not that obsessed with fashion and it's too, that's like a full-time job.
Yeah.
But I have friends that are like that, that like pre-order all of the winter things, the fall things. When it's 80 degrees out, I don't want to look at a winter coat.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. But
right.
then the problem is by the time the stuff comes out, it's sold out.
Yeah.
And then they're still advertising these pieces
right.
and they're all sold out. Or the celebrities get them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the whole Fendi logo thing that's back, it's all the FFFFF. The Kardashians, Erica Jane,
yep.
like so many people had all of this logo stuff 6 months ago.
Right.
And now it's actually hitting the stores. And people like my friend Lisa have already pre-bought it
mm-hmm.
4 months ago. So it's sold out.
Yeah.
But it's already been worn by all these people
mm-hmm.
anyway. So by the time it hits the store, are you over it? And then they're by the time this hits the stores and you're seeing all the logos, they've just done all the new fashion shows for spring.
This is really bothering you.
It bothers me because you know what? There's never anything actually in the store
yes.
then when you go to shop
yes.
for it or whatever you're shopping for is the stuff no one wanted or it's two seasons ago
right.
or it's the wrong temperature
right.
weather.
Right.
I don't, but I find it very overwhelming because I don't want to have to buy things two seasons in advance.
Oh my God. This is so, what a big struggle you have.
Okay. I know it sounds ridiculous, but
struggle is how big Forever 21 is. That's my struggle.
But even at Forever 21, you have to know when the new shipment comes in or else you miss it.
No, you don't.
Yes,
they have
you
like
do.
Thousands and thousands and
no
thousands
way.
Of each
I
thing.
I go in there, especially when I'm looking for stuff for the kids, and they never have sizes.
Nah.
Yeah, and Kat and Max are in the adult sizes. There's plenty of times there's no really? Sizes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
for
I
the
feel
really
like,
trendy stuff.
Yeah.
Not like everything.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like the really cool
yeah.
trendy stuff. They can sell out.
Right. I think with your thing, I mean, if you're committed, you're committed to it. So I feel like if you fall in love with a piece, which you are pretty good at, right? It's either you love it or hate it.
Right.
It's a, I must have it or I never want to see it again. So I think with you, when you find those little pearls, you snag them when you can, even if it is a season, you know, or two.
It, you know, that's true. I guess I mean more things like this. Like I'm sort of, you know, speaking in a general sense, but things like this, like boots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like if it's November mm-hmm. and I know we're going to go skiing in January, February, or even December, whatever
yeah.
it is. And you realize like we live in California, right?
Yeah.
I need a pair of boots. So you go to the store, they don't have boots.
Right.
They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're already gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh yeah, we don't have boots. You're like, it's November. How can you not have boots?
Of course.
I know it sounds ridiculous. Or, you know, rich girl problems.
Yeah.
Call it whatever you want to call it. But here's the thing. I just think it would be nice. I like when there's a store that has clothes in it. I miss
yeah.
boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
I miss going into a boutique and there's, you know, season appropriate things in the boutiques that you could buy now.
Yes.
Like when it's cold out, you could buy a sweater.
Right.
Or when it's hot out, you could buy.
Because in the winter, they're already showing all the cruise line. It's like, what the heck? Like, yeah.
But I find it overwhelming. Not just like, okay, it's Fendi or whatever it is. I mean, just in general.
Right.
When you want to buy something or like if you need a dress for an event coming up.
Yeah.
It's hard to find them mm-hmm. if you haven't bought them ahead of time.
Yep. No, I agree. I understand that.
I just find it a little overwhelming because I don't want to buy stuff ahead of time, but I
right.
like to have things, but I hate shopping. I don't know. It just bugs me. I just would like a boutique. Is that so much to ask?
I think you just need to open up your own boutique with the things that you want in it and call it a day.
I might need to do that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
But I just digressed. I didn't really mean to go off on that tangent. But anyway, so I thought that the weekend was weirdly relaxing.
Okay.
But what was so funny was, so Terry and I get giddy after a while mm-hmm. when we're standing there, because 17 hours is a lot
yeah.
of talking and a lot to do live and whatever. And we're standing there and we're about to go on and the host is talking and telling what's coming up in the show. And I was having a moment of love for him. And I looked at him and I go, oh my God, December 7th, it's going to be 22 years. And he looked at me and he goes, it's like it's going on forever.
How romantic.
It was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing.
That is so funny.
It was so funny. My God, he was cracking me up.
You guys are so cute, though.
By the way, you don't wear contact lenses, right?
No. Yeah, of course I do.
Do you?
I don't know why I was thinking colored, but no.
No. Have you ever gotten colored contacts?
Yes. Oh,
What color did you get?
Oh, I had a moment. Ooh,
me
these
too.
Are bad
What
pictures.
Color did you get?
They were like gray.
Really?
Oh, I've always wanted like color eyes. It was mildly scary. Someone, who was it? I was at a bar and someone was like, you look like Little Kim. Because I had blonde in my hair. Oh, I looked like I could have definitely been a rapper or something. It was really bad. Yeah.
I had green ones.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
They were good from like far away.
Yeah.
But once you got close, they looked like devil
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah.
They're really,
good.
I mean, you and I have dark
eyes. I know,
eyes.
That's why.
I think they were really meant to like enhance the color.
Yeah.
They weren't really meant to
exactly.
like.
Exactly. I wore mine completely
turn your
wrong
brown
way.
Eyes blue,
exactly.
as they say. No, do you have the daily disposable ones?
Ooh, yes. But I'm so bad at it. Oh, I
don't do. Remember what happened to me?
I know. I've had issues before. I'm just so bad. My dailies I could use for like a month.
Don't do that.
I know. It's terrible. I get it.
How
I
do you dispose of them?
Oh, I find them next to my bed.
the crunchy ones.
I'm like, whoopsies. No wonder. Or like, oh, I'm technically blind. I'm like -8.
No way.
Oh, like
what?
Glasses,
think,
they're
yeah.
like bifocals.
Do you ever think to get LASIK?
I can't yet because my vision just keeps getting worse and worse. It has to stay stable for like a year.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay, but this is what I found out because you know how like the plastic straw thing?
Yes.
And we're not supposed to use plastic straws anymore? I always used to take my contact lenses and throw them in the sink.
Yeah, me too.
If I didn't find them crunchy next to the bed. they're same thing. They're plastic. You can't do it. In my mind, I thought they must be biodegradable.
They're so tiny.
They're not.
But when they dry up, they get crispy and crunchy and they dissolve.
But in the ocean, they're wet again.
Oh, there has to be a time between the... No?
Nope. Got to throw them out in the trash. Can't put them down the sink.
What's going to be next? Like, I just can't keep up.
But plastic is just not good.
Well, good thing
plastic
I've
has never
out.
Been good. Isn't that That's crazy?
Good. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. And Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream.
You want to know what I want to ask you about? Do you remember when you first started shaving?
I was a hairy little girl. Fifth grade, I want to say.
Okay.
Fourth
how
grade?
Old? How old are you then?
Fourth grade, fifth grade.
Four? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How old is that? When old?
Remember,
cat?
I started my period when I was in third.
Oh, right,
third,
right,
starting
right.
Fourth. Like I was maturing very, very young. But I was getting made fun of because I had hairy arms, hairy legs. So my parents let me do it. But I was also the fourth child. So the first one, they made her wait till like high school or something stupid. Right. And then it got a little more lenient. And then for me, it was like fifth grade, I think.
Who taught you how to shave?
I don't remember.
I just feel like they gave us a razor and we're like,
go to town.
I remember that my mom, it's funny, like you were saying they wouldn't let your older siblings shave till they're like in high school. It's funny, like the notions people have about hair and how weird. My mom would not let us shave the top half of our legs, but just the bottom half. And it was so gross because I was so hairy.
Yeah.
So my thighs were, it was like I had bangs on my knees. It was so disgusting. And I remember my cousins fun of us.
Yeah.
And at the time, tube socks were really popular.
Okay.
So no one even gave a shit about the bottom part of your leg because you had a tube sock on.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh, so this hairy thigh. It was so gross. I don't even remember when I started doing the bikini. Oh God.
What about the eyebrows though?
Well, of course my mother would let me do that.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. At 12, we started getting our eyebrows waxed.
Oh, it was waxed.
Waxed, okay. Yes. Do you remember what happened with Max?
No, remind me.
This was so effed up. This is why I was thinking about this randomly the other day. What happened was Max wanted to get waxed. She was 12.
Yeah.
And she wanted
I remember.
She wanted to shave her legs.
Yes.
At 12. And I go, you know what? Because I started by shaving. And then later I did laser hair removal, but then I never finished. So I still have to shave. But it's like I don't get, like you would say, the 3 o'clock shadow with the legs anymore. So I really should finish that someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do that. Anyway, so Max wanted to shave at 12 years old, which I don't know. That seems reasonable to me. But right. I said, I had a friend whose mom took her to get her legs waxed when she was your age. And she ended up with like bald spots and never shaved.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice. It was almost like laser hair removal. I'm like, do you want to do the waxing? And she was like, sure. So here she is 12 and I take her to a local waxing place. I don't know if you guys remember this in the news, but here's what happened. So we go to this local waxing place and it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
We go in there and we get in there and we were laughing so hard because as they would like rip the wax off her leg, she would say the funny, she'd be like, oh dear God. But like not screaming. She was like, and we were laughing. I'm like, can I take a picture? She's like, no.
Yeah.
What are you crazy? Like first wax.
Right.
We could not stop laughing. And I was having such a fun moment with her, connecting with her. And she's my oldest daughter. So I've gone through all those, you know, firsts with her as a girl. And it was funny. And then apparently the person from the waxing place called Star Magazine and said that I dragged her in there and she was screaming and whatever. So we were in Hawaii and the story came out like online, like on Star Online. And Terry shows it to me and I was like, oh. And he's like, what do you want to tell her? Should we not tell her? And I'm like, I'm just afraid like someone will tell her and she'll find out. And we didn't tell her. And he goes, all right, we'll tell her. And so I told her, and I'm like, look, I'm really sorry, but I need to tell you this, and this is what happened, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, okay, okay. And then she started hysterically crying.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's like,
it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. She's going to get waxed and they're making a story out of
right.
it. And so Terry was so sweet and he made like a big joke about it. And he was like, no, it means you're famous.
It's yeah.
fun. I mean, whatever. Okay. So then like a week later, whatever, we get home from Hawaii and I had to fly to New York to do press or something. And I get on the plane and, you know, I'm having one of these nice alone moments on the plane. I've got a cocktail. I've got my snack, whatever. And that was what I used to, not anymore, buy the Star magazine and whatever mm-hmm. and sit there and read through it and roll my eyes or whatever. And I open up the magazine and there's a huge, by the way, hideous photo of me. Mm-hmm. And it says Monster Mom.
Mm.
And there's a picture of Max at like 7, 8 years old, by the way. Not
right.
12.
Right.
7, 8 years old. And I think they even said she was 8 years old in the article. And she wasn't. She was 12. And it said like Monster Mom, Heather Dubrow, drags child, screaming. And then I was so angry.
Ugh. That is infuriating.
It was so infuriating. But we, you know what? I let it go.
Yeah,
and
you have to.
Of course you have to let it go. But I was like, leave kids alone.
Yeah, yeah. They should always be off.
Especially something like that.
Totally.
I mean, make up something about me, fine. But you know what else it did? It ruined this really, it didn't ruin it because we did have a really funny mm-hmm. moment. But you know what I did? I never went back there.
Of course.
Of course. I did not call them.
Mm-hmm.
I did not make an issue because I didn't even want to give them fodder for a follow-up story. Forget it. But then what I did was I had someone come to the house that mm-hmm. we, you know, that we trust and we know and we're friends
right.
with. And yeah.
That sucks, man.
But what's the big deal? I remember like some of the gals that are in Shaw's mm-hmm. of Sunset. I remember doing like a Bravo Summer Series commercial with some of them. And I can't remember if it was Lily Gallici that
yeah,
was saying,
did.
It was, I know she did one of them, but I can't remember if it was her that was saying this, that uh-huh. she was saying that she had her hairline mm-hmm. done. Has she talked
yep.
about that?
Yeah.
She had her hairline done because, you know, a Persian, a lot of hair, and she wished she hadn't done that.
Right.
Kim Kardashian says that too.
Really?
That she had her baby hairs uh-huh. laser haired off and she wishes she still had them.
Interesting.
Yeah, the thing about laser hair removal is that it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do certain things like...
I thought the hair follicles had like lifespans of like 7 years, whatever, and the hair grows back and then you have to do it again.
I don't think it's 7 years, but there are hair growth patterns. That's why when I say I never finished it,
right.
like I had my legs done, but you're supposed to go back X amount of times.
Got it.
Because you're right, because there's
it.
Growth cycles to the hair.
So if you finish it, you really could be hairless.
Oh yeah, like my friend Danya did it. She's hairless.
That is so amazing.
I know. Mm-hmm. But the bummer is if you're blonde, you can't do it because the laser hair looks for pigment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a bummer if you have darker skin, like olive tone skin, African-American skin. You got to be really careful because you can get hyper or hypopigmentation.
So I can't do it.
You can, but you have to go to someone who really knows what they're doing because they have to put it on the right setting. And I would say for someone with that kind of skin, you should do patch tests in places – that, you know, I don't know.
Well, no.
You don't care about
it. 3 o'clock shadows.
Stay it.
Never mind.
Maybe you should wax. we started with the eyebrows and then we were shaving.
All of that, I don't know. I guess it depends on the child.
Well, because here's the thing. I mean, even my youngest has hairy legs, but
doesn't bother her,
right?
Then why even bring it up to her?
She talks about it.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, Coco say like, oh, my legs are so hairy. I'm like, does it bother you? She goes, no.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, because the thing is, and I explained to her, I go, you know, if you start, but she's, you know, 8.
Yeah.
I go, if you start shaving, you can't stop. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, please, forget that.
It's so cute.
But I'm so protective of them, but I feel like it's hair. Why is this such
a
verboten thing? It's not like we're talking about, you know, having crabs.
I know.
Or an STD.
I know.
We're talking about extra hair.
It's crazy.
But on the flip side, like I've seen kids in, you know, in the sixth grade classes, seventh mm-hmm. grade classes, girls that have full on mustaches.
Right. Like at some point.
But how do you look at your kid like that and let them go to school and be teased?
Maybe they're not teased.
Trust me, if you have a mustache and you're 12 years old, someone's teasing you.
You think so?
As a girl?
Yeah.
Can you imagine not being teased?
I can't imagine not being it.
But also, I would notice it on myself.
My thing is, Yeah. How do you let your kid do that? Come home, cry, and still not take care of it.
And say, wait until you're...
Right. That I think is hard.
Yeah, that is hard. The other thing I don't like seeing is when I see these kids with this terrible acne, because especially the boys.
Yeah.
Because if that acne gets really bad, they're going to have divots and they're going to have scars.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, boys just don't have a lot of tools in their belt for coverage.
Yeah, I know. That part is very scary. But I think it's also like, then when you get them like on the Accutanes and you...
Well,
you
people have are to scared go, of Accutane right. because they're worried about depression. But there's things you can try before. Like there's doxycycline, which is an antibiotic that a lot of people try. But the other thing is if you have a kid or a teenager with that kind of like really bad skin, because I told you I went on Accutane.
Yep.
I went on Accutane.
Yep.
When I was 24.
It was, no, I thought it was when you met Terry. He's like, just go on a really, really
26?
Low dose.
26?
Yeah.
26. 20, mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. Because I, out of nowhere, I got like cystic acne, like lumps under my skin, like on my cheeks.
Right.
Like, out of nowhere. Yeah. And I was on camera and I was like, what am I going to do about this? So there, if you go to a dermatologist and you talk to them about it, what they can do is instead of putting – a lot of them wanted to put you on this very high dose. And you have to get your liver tested because it's bad for your liver and the whole deal. And you can't get pregnant on it because there's very high chance of birth defects. But you can do low-dose Accutane. And there's some kind of algorithm which how much you weigh – versus how many months you have to be on it at whatever dose. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an algorithm to it. And it totally fixes you. Mm. But you're not going to get the side effects.
Right.
Because when you're on high-dose Accutane, the skin can get very...
dry.
Very dry.
Not just your face. It's like your whole body becomes dry.
Have you ever been on Accutane?
No. I was going to get on it, but they tried to do everything I could before I got it on it because she was like, just... It's once you're on it, like you have to stay committed and it's, you know, you just never know how your body's going to react to it.
Well, I made a mistake. So the first time we did it, I didn't do it long enough.
Mm.
So I did it and my skin looked great and it was back to normal. And then like, I want to say like a year later, it happened again.
Right.
And as soon as I started getting it, I went on the Accutane, but you know, this is not Terry's on Accutane guy, but you know, we talked to people and he looked it up and he was like, no, you need to be on it for this amount of time.
Right.
So I did that and then it never came back. So anyway, so I'm sorry this has turned into a PSA for waxing and cystic acne, but I mean, I got teenagers, but that's the whole thing is that we want to get, you know, I guess I'm just thinking about like wanting to give them, you know, the best tools possible so that first of all, they're not teased.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, so that when they grow up, they don't turn around and go, why did you let this happen?
Right.
Or why, you know, cause you look at them and you think, did I tell you about Nikki's nails?
No.
So Nikki has been biting his nails his whole life.
Yeah, you've told us about that.
And I told you I tried the...
Everything.
Put the stuff on it. Did I tell you that now he's got the Invisalign and can't bite his nails?
Yes.
They grew.
Oh, so he has like beautiful nail beds
now? Not yet.
Oh.
But he's got white parts to his nails.
That's hilarious.
No, white actual white part to his nail. Like, I don't have to cut it
yet
or anything.
Only a mother would be so excited about that.
Well, he showed it to me. He goes, Mom, look.
So
and he
showed,
by the way, that's how deep his voice is.
Yeah.
Mom, look. And he showed me his nails. I'm like, I'm so happy. Because I have a friend whose husband bites his nails.
And they're just like,
never looked at it, but I've seen him do it. And when you see someone bite their nails as an adult, First of all, it's kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, it's a nervous habit.
Yep.
So it makes someone look not as confident.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think maybe, you know, in business or whatever, I don't know. I just think that's a habit you would definitely want to break. And, you know, Nikki has very nice hands. Oh my gosh. So his nails are growing. But then I noticed like his cuticles are disgusting and ragged. And I'm like, would you get a manicure? And he's like, okay. He's like, I'm not getting polish though. I'm like, I didn't say polish. But anyway, I was just so happy that, you know, that was like a very happy accident.
Good, I'm so
right
glad.
There. If I could just fix his poodle hair.
I know. It's sort of his signature.
But it's everyone's signature. Have you seen the teenage boys? They are all poodles.
Really?
Oh, there's two different kinds of boys. There's like surfer in your face hair and there's poodle hair.
So funny.
It is crazy.
Yeah. But he's... I feel like he can rock it, though.
He can.
Yeah.
He's such a cutie.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else I wanted to say? I wanted to say thank you to everyone for your homecoming comments. Mm. Because, you know, I told you Terry's going to this charity event the night of homecoming. Mm. Yes, he's living his best life on a G5 with Bob and Mike and all these guys. I will be doing homecoming.
Right.
But you know what? I'm really excited about it now because we came up with a really good plan. Okay. And I'm going to be with Max and her girlfriends, and I'm trying to find a way to get Nikki and his date over to where we're going to be so yeah. I can get a picture of them both, because I honestly don't think I can be in two places yeah. at the same time since Terry won't be there. But I'm really excited about it now.
Good. I feel like now you're back. Like, this is what I was expecting, I think, at the beginning of you being like, okay, let's plan something, let's do something. So I'm glad you're in it.
Well, I feel like the way it was developing was so weird.
Right, right.
Now, you know, Max is going with someone she, like, is going to have the best. She's not dating anyone. Mm-hmm. And so she's going with a great guy friend, yeah. and she's super excited about it. Nikki's excited. All their friends are going.
Good.
And we have a very good plan. She loves her dress.
Good.
And I now I'm really excited.
Okay, good. I can't wait to see photos. Oh my god.
I know, right?
So is he going to leave the poodle hair for the photos for him?
Oh
coming?
My goodness. I
he has
have
to do
no
a little
idea.
Something different.
I have no idea what he's going to do.
Maybe just show him pictures of other kids that like get a little more polished.
You think? He yeah. loves it. He thinks the hair is spot on. The only thing I have to figure out with Nikki is his outfit. So he – remember that suit that we had made for him that one side had his elementary school and one side had the high school on in the lining? Well, he doesn't fit into that anymore. And so – but I don't want to buy him a new suit right now.
Because he's still growing.
He's growing like a weed. He's so much taller than me now.
I don't know why you don't just rent one. He's big enough that they're going to fit him properly now. You can make it really cool.
I'm going to ask
wear
him.
Wear it once.
I know, but he still needs a jacket for yeah. like, you know, not for Thanksgiving because we're going to be in a tropical place, but for the holidays and
right.
whatever. I feel like he could use a jacket. So I was almost thinking to buy him a new cool blazer and slacks so he can wear them separately. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's, you know, a suit.
Right.
But he can still wear them and, you know, have them.
Hmm.
You don't think?
Mm.
You think rent? But they don't wear tuxes.
They're just doing a suit.
They just do suit and tie.
They don't have matching. Oh, that's tough.
But I don't know.
Does he know what color she's wearing?
I don't know if he's asked her.
He may need to do that because you got to get a matching tie. Normally, that's what they do. She wears pink. He wears a pink tie. She wears yellow. They wear yellow. You haven't seen that?
Funny. I love that.
You haven't seen that?
I don't know. You know, I always think of that as being prom.
I don't know. I mean,
this homecoming thing.
I don't know.
My God, they don't want me to be around at all, though. So they're doing for Halloween at the high school. They're doing a trunk or treat. Do you know what that is?
No.
They do it here in the community where we live. Because the houses are kind of spread yeah. out, people don't trick or treat here.
Yeah.
So what they do is everyone goes to the park, the main
yeah.
park, and they park their cars and open their trunks. And the kids go car to car and trunk or treat.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Is that the lamest thing you've ever heard?
That's funny though.
It's funny, but it's lame. But anyway, yeah. so the high school is doing a trunk or treat.
Uh-huh.
And I went, oh my God, this is the greatest idea. Why don't I come? I'll decorate our trunk. I'll have like Brooke from Bang Pop Shop make all these like awesome fun desserts. And they were like, no.
So what are they going to do? Not have one?
Well, I don't know. You had to sign up to volunteer for it. I didn't sign up because they did not want me to trunk or treat, which is easier anyway because I have to be at the other kids' school and doing stuff with them.
Oh my God, that's funny.
By the way, great. I have to compile these, but great suggestions from everyone about how you can serve volunteer in your area with your kids.
Awesome.
Yeah, really good stuff. Definitely, everyone was saying like just Google in your area, find things that are appropriate for kids. Mm-hmm. You can also call. Your local church, your temple, the library.
Yes.
Library has great suggestions. Call the hospital. A lot of times the Candy Stripers do events with the kids and stuff like that. And you can actually go visit patients and bring them treats or sing or read stories.
So sweet.
So sweet.
Yeah.
So fun. All right. So since I'm now listening to Christmas music, we are officially, as far as I'm concerned, the holidays have begun.
Yes. And I'm excited.
I am so glad. So, and also exciting, we have Lance Bass and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the show tomorrow.
So excited.
That is going to be awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait. And you didn't even tell me about your weekend.
I know. It was fun. I mean, really nothing to report back,
There was a lot of like champagne and hashtags, new adventures, new this, new that.
I went to Ohana Festival.
How was that?
So much fun.
Really?
Right here in Dana Point and saw, I was backstage. Very cool.
Did you get to meet Beck?
No. We left mid-performance because we were very tired.
Okay.
But it was just very, it was such a cool, it's funny, him and I are not festival people, but technically it's a festival.
But that's because you weren't in the festival. I noticed you were backstage with VIP people and not in the masses.
We went to the masses.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. We were like sat in the stands because it's cool to be like, I wanted to actually see the show like up front too. But it was, I mean, obviously going backstage is pretty epic. But it's funny because, and he was looking around and he was like, I wonder if the festival apparel scene is changing because he's like, normally I thought people were like way like hoochier and sluttier and like the short shorts and the crop tops. But this one was a very tamed. It was very like, I don't know. It just, it wasn't like a typical festival.
Huh.
But I felt like it was a little more family oriented.
Yeah. Who else played besides Beck?
It was Beck, Switchfoot. I mean, all weekend there was a ton of artists.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mumford & Sons. The obviously Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. So yeah, a bunch of people were there.
That is so cool.
Yeah, Norah Jones. Just cool.
Norah Jones was there?
Norah Jones was there.
You know, I love Norah Jones. I've seen her in concert.
Have you?
Yes. She's so good. Her voice really just holds up.
Ugh.
Speaking of concerts, did you see J-Lo just ended her
Vegas run? God, man, that woman is like legendary.
Dynamo.
She really is.
Yeah.
Ugh, obsessed with her. If I could come back, I'd want to be J-Lo.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even care that she got divorced 10 times. I would be her. Sign me up. Yeah.
I'd be Pink.
Yeah, I could see you being Pink.
Yeah, I want to fly through the stadium and sing like that.
Oh, it's just, I mean, I can't even imagine. Just being backstage, though, like just performing in front of all of those people must be so incredibly like
can't even imagine
priceless.
I can't even imagine. Did you see that Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel are doing a Wicked thing?
Yes, I saw that
on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the date. It's like it's in October sometime. It's like I think it's the 15-year anniversary of Wicked on Broadway. So they're doing like a very spooky Wicked or a very haunted Wicked something.
Yeah,
but they're gonna sing.
Oh,
together.
God.
So excited. I love them. Look, you're like Eddie Vedder, Beck. I'm like, do you know Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel are going to sing together?
I know.
So we're going to the VOOV Polo Classic this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you're wearing?
No idea.
I'm a little worried because I think it's supposed to rain beforehand. And is it going to be muddy?
I'm sure they'll figure it out. It's VOOV.
What are they going to do? Like blow dry the grass? It's polo.
No, I'm sure they'll put something down, like a little turf or something down.
Oh, while it rains and then lift it?
Yeah, something.
Hmm. It seems like a wedge event.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Or you can bring a little stopper, a little heel stopper.
I'm never wearing a heel stopper, Tawny.
I'm just saying.
Do you ever wear those?
She's the one who actually told me about it.
Have you ever worn those?
We did it at a wedding and they're hideous, but it worked-ish. Ish.
Okay, if you don't know what we're talking about, they make these plastic discs that you can put on the bottom. Our friend Tawny Olson, who's Mark Olson, we've talked about him, the dentist, his wife, love her. By the way, she's fabulous, amazing, and hilarious.
Yeah, her style's.
I'm like, so we're going to go to the VOOV thing. She goes, oh, we need our charcoal pills. I'm like, oh, my Lord. But she's like, oh, I'll bring my stoppers. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, here, look at this. And she shows me pictures of her wearing these plastic discs on her heels to walk around. I'd rather ruin my heels.
Really?
Yes.
No, not me.
Oh, it's so ugly. I can't wear plastic discs.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
No.
I say chunk heel or wedge in that scenario.
Mm.
I love that chunk heels are back.
I think we did it for my sister's wedding. We had them like just to hand out for the women that wore the heels and didn't want to ruin them.
I see. I would walk on my toes personally. All right. We have to get going. I have to go pick up the children. Thank you guys so much for all of your support. We will see you tomorrow. Stay tuned because Lance Bass and Jamie Lynn Sigler are going to be here.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.